You work with AJ. I mean,
yeah.
How come he couldn't get on the field? And just what's his story?
I thought AJ did a great job when he came in. He was a great kid. Came in hungry. It was a different situation there last year when he came in. That's a veteran team, a lot of pieces in place, and so it wasn't his job from the jump. You know, he came in and had to battle for it. And like I said, I think it was a deeper roster there, and for whatever reason, didn't work out. But he's a guy with a ton of talent, a lot of speed. I think the change will do him some good.
You did finally get active for the last three games. What was it? Was it just injuries that created that, or did he progress?
I mean, a lot of different reasons. I mean, it's tough as a rookie. You come in during camp and you're battling, but once the season starts, all of a sudden, you're doing practice squad. I mean, you're given the look team. So the development, to a certain extent, kind of stops. You kind of got to try to stay ready. For whatever reason, last year, number didn't get called, the opportunity didn't arise. So,
what did you tell this coaching staff about AJ?
What I'm telling you guys, I thought he was a great teammate. I thought he worked really hard. Put the time in. He was a professional, and he's talented, really fast. A guy with a lot of potential.
So now Avery jumps into that spot that was vacated. Just what have you been able to get out of Avery that you've seen so far? Because he was slowed with the ankle and all that business.
Yeah, in the offseason, I think he's had a great camp. When he's gotten his opportunities, he's gone in there and made plays. I think he brings a different dimension to us. A guy that can really stretch the field. So it kind of has a different tool set.
Stretch the field.
Yeah.
Are you tired of just vanilla? this week three is always the preseason game.
It is. You'd love to win all these preseason games, but in the end, I mean, I think the development, the execution on the field is the most important thing. We want to win. We want to win every game, but in the end, no one's remembering the scores of these games. Really, for us, it's a progression for opening day, and it's continue to take steps. We're not where we need to be, and continue to work towards that. But you're not. There's some things. This isn't the end all, I guess. Yeah.
I wasn't even talking about winning the game.
Yeah.
But just I know there's a fine line between showing your hand.
Yeah.
But don't. Would you like to just take a few wraps off? Just.
I want to start 1-0. Those aren't my decisions though. I think whatever gets called, we got to go execute. Mm-hmm. That's our mindset as players. Go out there and make it work. But to answer, to be more direct, no. Still all of our vision and direction is at Jacksonville ultimately. We are game planning this. We're treating this like a dress rehearsal. Because it's our first time together, collectively. So,
Friday night you talked about the miscommunication on the offensive side in 2 days of work.
This week,
what has been done to improve that communication?
Oh, you work on it. You work to correct your mistakes. There's a lot that goes on with the protection unit, and so much of it falls on the offensive line. I think to everybody, but there's a lot of guys especially the quarterback, running backs, interior receivers, guys that are all involved depending on the play. And we all have to be on the same page, and that's the kind of the communication I'm talking about. It really falls on all of us, and felt like we all had our turn at dropping the ball last week here and there, and you can't do that.